Broadcasting live from the Sands Expo and Convention Center in Las Vegas for HIM16, it's This Just In. Now here's your host, HIT advisor, Justin Barnes.
Thank you very much, and welcome to everybody who's here joining us in person, and certainly everybody online. We've got a couple thousand people out there listening, so thank you very much for tuning in. Very excited for my next guest, a longtime friend and a great leader in the industry, Denise Hines, CEO of the eHealth Services Group. But you also have lots of titles.
Yes.
So, first of all, when did you guys get in town?
I arrived on Sunday.
Excellent.
And was able to do the Women's Health IT Roundtable Monday morning, which was an exciting event to be a part of.
Yeah, and I saw that. I saw those announcements. And Sunday evening, I've been asking everybody. Everybody's arriving on Sunday evening. I arrived a day later than normal. I came in on Monday night. I knew it was a little bit, or Monday at 3:30. I knew it was a little bit late, but everybody got in on Sunday. So, very cool. Before we begin, because I obviously got some great questions, we also have some phenomenal news, but I don't want to steal the thunder, and this is slowly getting out there, and I couldn't be more excited. When I heard, I almost went through the roof. So please tell me and my audience what the big news is that you have.
I am the chair for HIMSS North America Board of Directors, fiscal year 18. So I hope to see all of you at the HIMSS conference in fiscal year 18.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to welcoming all of you to the conference when I have to take the stage for that.
Congratulations, Denise. It couldn't have gone to a better person. I'm just so thrilled for you. I'm thrilled for the organization. And I had Steve Lieber as my opening guest yesterday. Okay. And so we talked about, I think, is that when we're going to be in Chicago or where we're going to be for?
Chicago,
yeah,
yes.
That's what I thought. So, awesome. Again, welcome to the show. And so tell us, I guess, one of the biggest, the themes that I'm going through with all my guests are, what are the trends that you're seeing out there in the industry from your perspective? What are the top, okay, you know, three trends that you see?
Well, Justin, as you mentioned, you and I have worked together in Georgia for a long time. So I have the experience of working with many of our Georgia providers through the Regional Extension Center, helping them with EHR adoption. I also had the experience of working with the Statewide Health Information Exchange to start working on the exchange of information, and also working with our Quality Improvement Office on quality implementation for physician practices. So what I am seeing is the broad adoption of electronic health records, but I'm also seeing the need for providers to continue to receive support, helping them understand how to optimize the use of those systems to meet the regulatory requirements of meaningful use, but also helping them understand the value of exchanging information, gathering the right information, and helping to interpret that information and data that they have and translate that into improving their patient delivery processes and patient outcomes.
That's exciting. How many practices are you working with in Georgia?
Wow, through the Regional Extension Center, we worked with thousands of physician practices and over 56 critical access hospitals.
Wow.
So we've pretty much touched, I would say, almost every physician practice across the state.
Yeah. No, you guys have done a great job over the many years. How many years has it been? Like seven years?
Yes.
Yeah.
Started on this journey even before the regulatory requirements were out there.
That's
so
right.
It's been a while.
Closing out that topic, what are the two or three best practices that you offer to your constituents in Georgia? So, I mean, I know it can run the gamut, but what are the main three things that you say, hey, you got to focus here, make sure you're doing these steps, or what are those best practices?
Much of my day job is the Statewide Health Information Exchange Network. So with the value that we bring for our providers who connect to the Statewide Health Information Exchange Network, they gain immediate access to exchange information with other healthcare providers without having to find the resources internally to do those that type of connection work. We're doing it. The statewide exchange is taking on the heavy load. So not only are we allowing our providers to connect to each other within the state, but since we've connected to the national network, we're providing them with information from bordering states and also from federal agencies. So they don't have to go out and technically try to do this connection work on their own. We're doing it for them.
Yeah. No, that's fantastic. Let's peel a little bit away just from our standard, some of the questions, because I mean, I also want to touch on the Women in Health IT. I'd love to know more about that. I know my audience would as well.
Yes. So finally, we're recognizing the contribution of women in health IT. And HIMSS is taking a tremendous step in creating awards programs and recognition opportunities for women who are influential in helping to shape our industry. And so you'll hear more about it working with the team here, but you'll hear about an awards program yep. that's happening, and we're going to be looking for phenomenal women who are influencing our industry and want to be recognized. So this is a call for all of the women who are contributing to our industry and influencing how we are progressing. Get your information together, because we're going to ask for nominations mm-hmm. and we want all of the women to apply and make this a great program that we will ask HIMSS to continue year after year.
Well, what I want to do is, and I'll make this pledge to you right now, even on the air, I want to record a segment that I can play on my different networks, radio networks, because I want to promote this and I want to get
yes.
more people engaged, and
right.
I want to find those top leaders and let's highlight those leaders in the industry.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
I want to do that. I want to do that in the next month or so.
Great.
So we can get that recorded and let's start promoting that.
Perfect.
That's fantastic. A curveball question that I'm asking everybody.
Uh-oh.
and put everybody on the spot to make them a little bit uncomfortable. No. What's a bold prediction or something that you think that we will see in 2016 or 2017 in the industry?
Okay. Bold is, I think people will, or our providers will continue to adopt the electronic health records and continue to work to meaningful use. Mm-hmm. But I also think that we'll begin to see the return on investment, documented return on investment. Quality measurement, improvement,
yeah.
outcomes documented.
Beautiful.
We'll start seeing the financial return on investment documented. And so I think we've been at this at least long enough, a few years now, for our providers to be able to get the data out, for them to send it to organizations that can help them analyze the data. And now we'll begin to start seeing the fruits of the labor, the documented results. And that's what we are pushing for, so that we can start looking at the data for best practices and being able to share that with other providers.
Excellent. In closing, what are the couple of goals that you have? Obviously, being president-elect, that's a really big item, and you've been talking about that, I'm sure, for HIMSS. But what are some of the other goals that you have over the next day or so for HIMSS, 2 days of HIMSS?
For HIMSS, for me, just making sure that I get a chance to meet several of our vendors and yep. providers who are here, networking, but also enjoying myself, spending some time with peers who I haven't seen
yeah.
In a long time, we get to meet here at HIMSS, but also getting to know more people and networking yep. and learning more about new products and innovation. So there are great opportunities to do that while I'm here.
Oh, yeah. No, fantastic. So I'm going to have you back in studio, back in Georgia. Let's talk about Women in Health IT and certainly what you're doing and what you expect to do as the chair-elect and then the chair of HIMSS.
Well, thank you, Jeff.
Thank you, Denise. Great to have you, my friend.
You too.
Bye.